Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
All right. I think this is a fair question to ask, Brian. And I think it was a factor the other night. Lamphill asked the questions. I just reiterate them.
Okay.
What is the bigger weakness for
teams to be being picked on? The rest of the guys, I think, are playing okay. San Francisco has gotten way better.
You mean, so you're saying corner is the problem? Corner is the biggest weakness.
I'm saying receiver is the biggest weakness.
Okay.
Yeah, what is the biggest? I say receiver. But I'm looking at the cornerback, and St. Juice seems to be having issues at certain points. And I understand what Nate said. Yeah, he's there. But if you're there all the time, you got to start making plays and stop giving up plays. When I flip it over to the receiver core, Terry is playing tremendous.
Third leading receiver in the NFL.
Which Cobb had a great catch in that Hail Mary. But for the most part, those guys are not living. Nobody has jumped and say, hey, I'm the number two. You know what I mean? So I would have to say that the cornerbacks overall have played a little better.
I understand what Nate is saying about St. Juice in that the vitriol that surrounds him on some of these websites is stupid and over the top. But that's just the nature of social media where everybody's a nameless, faceless zombie and can just say outrageous things. Mm-hmm. The corners haven't been great, but they were aware of that coming in. I think Mikey plays with a level of physicality that's pretty unmatched in that position. Mm-hmm. But he's lost some battles. Noah Eyes lost some battles.
See, the thing about it, Joe Jay, you're expected to lose some battles.
Sure.
But not damn near the majority of them.
I think at some point we got to have an honest conversation about Forbes. He played 3 defensive snaps last week, and it does not fall on this. The current people in this building are not to blame for this. That's just such a big miss that it's hurting the organization. And when you miss on first rounders, not to say that that's all you should ever. There was an over-reliance and over-dependence on first-rounders, and that was a problem. Mm-hmm. But when you just miss on them over and over again, you're going to have some talent deficiencies. And I think you see that defensively. I think the fact that Gonzalez went one pick after Forbes is really a kick in the butt organizationally when you look at same position and what Gonzalez is doing for New England. But at a certain point, that no longer matters, right? If they can get Lattimore up and going, I think he can immediately change the defensive back room. Mm-hmm. I don't know that there's an immediate change. Like, I don't see, all right, all of a sudden Luke is going to start playing like Devontae Smith or something. You know what I mean? Like, I think big picture receiver needs to be addressed. I think short term, they tried to address corner, and he's got to get healthy. They clearly, if you look at the structure of the contract and everything, they clearly believe he's going to help them this year. Maybe that's Thursday. Maybe that's next weekend against Dallas. Mm-hmm. But they still have 7 regular season games remaining. They still have a bye week coming up. They're going to have 4 after that against 2 playoff teams. And they're probably going to end up on Monday Night Football, Sunday Night Football. Like, there's a lot of big football to be played. And I think your cornerback's position is going to look a lot better.
Yeah.
I don't know that it is at wideout.
Yeah, and I totally agree with that. Listen, one thing I'll say, after playing this game for so long, I believe every guy is giving their effort. Nobody's out there.
No, anybody that questions effort is.
Nobody's BSing around.
Yeah.
But ultimately, eventually, you're going to be judged off of the success rate. And that success rate, you know, St. Juice has made plays this year. And I should mention to you about Tony Romo. Tony Romo would be great to the last play of the game. So people remember him about the last play of the game.
When you make plays, right?
St. Juice right now is being remembered by the last play he just made or didn't make. And I think that's the whole thing. And that's something cornerbacks and receivers live with on a regular basis. Me being a returner, hell, you go back there, you get a kick return, and you return one early, but you drop the one muffed late in the game, that's all they're going to talk about. you know? So you got, it's just that it comes with the business, and you get used to just dealing with it and moving on. Because half the time, most of us that make comments about a certain job, certain person's job on the football field, we don't have a clue, even if we did play the game.
What's fascinating, dude, is our friend Drew Cohen was kind of texting me about this morning, and it's hard to know the answer. But, like, this has become such a thing specific to LeBron over the years with, like, the clutch gene, right? Mm-hmm. And it's important to understand that a touchdown in the first quarter has the same value as a touchdown in the fourth quarter.
Yeah.
They're both worth 6 points, right?
That's not how memory works, though.
But when you make big plays or when you make bad plays also matters. And to try to specify that with, like, an analytic would be really interesting. It's something we should ask Greenberg about. But you are right. BSJ tends to have tough moments in tough moments for the team. But the receivers do, too. Think about, I mean, they had big drops in big moments. And I think, by and large, the group of receivers assembled has outperformed probably expectations, but expectations were pretty low. And that doesn't make it better or worse. I think you'd be better served if you were able to add somebody to that group. I just don't know who that's going to be at this point. It's probably not happening. It's a real question, though. It's a real question going into Thursday night. I want to ask the boys in the aquarium that exact question. What do they consider the bigger hole? Is it wide receiver 2, cornerback 1, cornerback 2? Or maybe there's something else. Maybe there's a bigger area that – maybe it's the running backs without B-Rob. Because all of a sudden, that group was not able to generate a whole lot of action in two games now. If you look at the Ravens and the Steelers, the best two teams they've played, they've lost to both. They combined averaged – I think combined they ran for 110 between the two games, call it 55 yards a game, which is about 100 yards off their normal pace.
Yeah.
And I'm curious if Jaden gets back as a runner this week. So much to try to figure out in advance of Thursday night.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
I want to ask Lanville and Jeff, the conversation we had. Lanville, what are you more concerned about, corner or wide receiver after Terry?
It's tough. I think that both are pretty significant weaknesses. I think I would probably end up going with wide receiver, though. There were just way too many dropped passes, not great routes being run. I know that Zach Ertz isn't a wide receiver, but, you know, he's kind of basically a wide receiver. If there were better options with wide receiver, maybe they wouldn't have to throw Zach Ertz the ball so we can just immediately fall to the ground and pick up no yards. It's a struggle on that offense there.
Jeffrey, what say you?
I have to go with the cornerback position. It seems like, I said it yesterday, anytime the defense needs to, I mean, the opposing offense needs to make a play, they attack our DBs, and it happened.
I think they specific to
– I like one guy.
They attack 25.
Yeah, I didn't want to – I just said DBs because I just wanted to, you know, take some of the heat off. But it is what it is. They attack 25, and it ended up either a catch or a PI. We need
some – The problem specifically, I think, is the interference stuff. And I think that has become a reoccurring problem where – The good news with Ben is that he's an effort guy, high effort guy. He's giving you everything he's got. And from a body standpoint, he's long and rangy, which you love in a corner, right?
Yeah.
But the problem is he's a handsy player with long arms that refs now have a preconceived notion he's doing it, and often he's living up to it.
He's the guy in a sense where you are cheering for him so much, and then you immediately go to, what the hell? Because he is in position. And what I've watched with D. Green from back in the day, and I've been watching cornerbacks lately, where whenever that receiver head goes up, their head goes up and their hand goes up to block. When the receiver head goes up with him, he reaches. He panics. Okay, and I talked to Mintown, I talk a lot about it. He said, when I got a defensive back that I know is going to be panics and going to reach out, I know I can get a PI on it anytime I want it. You know what I mean? So all he has to learn how to do is you are basically going to emulate what that damn receiver does. You're running with him. He looks up for the ball. You look up for the ball. Because if he's in full speed sprint and he's going down towards the goal line, he's not going to be looking up trying to fool you. He may try to fool you running about 10 yards from the line of scrimmage when he's stutter stepping, but once he's full speed, he looks, you look. And when you go to look, your hands goes up. And I think he is rangy and tall enough where he's going to touch more balls than he's going to miss. But he never looks. He grabs. And that's going to all – if your head never turns to the ball, they're going to get you every time.
Some of this is coaching at a fundamental level that, like, should have already been happening. We're in year four here. I don't know.
I believe it's being taught.
He's been in – we're in the fourth year in the NFL.
Yeah.
Like, at some point, I'm just not sure this stuff's going to happen. He's a great athlete, really hard worker. Nobody, at least on this program, is or should question effort, any of those kinds
Never.
Of questions.
Never.
I really have a tough time with ever questioning effort with pro athletes. When you see what these guys put their bodies through, I think a lot of times that's asinine. But the mistakes are, what is the old, fool me once, shame on me, fool me twice, shame on me, something like that.
Shame on you.
Yeah, no, I think it's fool me once, shame on you, fool me twice, shame on me. Like, at some point, it's the same thing over and over and over and over and over and over. And it's problematic, and I think this matchup is quite bad with these receivers that the Eagles will roll out. You really like to think you get Lattimore on the field. Your gut seems to be leaning towards yes for Thursday.
Yeah, yeah. And that's totally me. Nobody I talk to.
Right.
You know, my whole thing is, listen, man. I will just let people know. I talk to people a lot, and most time I don't say anything that they told me because I believe it's that level of trust, and you have to keep that. But I also have my beliefs about things, and I'll tell you my beliefs 100%. So when you ask me questions, I give you my opinions and my beliefs. I'm not going to tell you, so-and-so told me this. Nah, because sometimes a lot of guys tell me stuff without, and they know it's going to stay with them. You know, so if they say it's cool to say, I'll say it, but I'm telling you what I believe.
I think it'd be a huge advantage if they got him on the field.
I know he's going to hit that dude right there. Talk about battle. Talk about a level of confidence. Physical. Doesn't give a damn what the other receiver, what this receiver's saying. Because he's going to play his game.
Agreed.
Which takes them out of their game sometimes.
Yeah.
Because they don't like to be harassed. He will harass your ass all the way to the – where you going? Back to the huddle.
Some jawing is totally normal between those two position groups. They're used to jawing. But someone that could keep up physically and maybe even deliver more on the physical end, that's a game changer. And I think that is one of the biggest things Lattimore could do for this team. We'll see when he gets out there, though. Hopefully we'll learn a little bit more today. We get to watch these guys. How much do you think media gets to watch today?
What you're watching is going to be nothing that you can report on.
Some stretching.
Yeah.
I
guarantee you.
People
send back some
stretching.
Of the stuff today. Your bosses will probably say, don't must send that. Don't worry about talking about that.
I will tweet a photo of men stretching. No pause.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.